Blog Talk Radio.
It's The Ride Home at 5 with comedian, playwright, actress, and author Diva Mack, bringing you stop sign drama, entertainment traffic, red light scandal, highway news, side street suspense, and city-to-city knowledge here on The Diva Mack Show, your ride home from work. So buckle up and let's roll.
I love looking at you and the way God intended us. I'm talking about nothing all but a smile and a little bit of sweat when we made love. And it got me singing, ooh, oh, your body makes me go, yeah. I throw up my hands, say thank you to the man, 'cause just to touch you is a blessing, and I'm glad I can, all I can say. Worth adoring you. Your voice in my ear, something like a choir of angels, even like Sunday morning. You got me singing. Oh, your body makes me call, yeah. And I just throw up on my hands, say thank you to the man, 'cause to be around you is a blessing. I thank God I can. And all I can say is, hallelujah, 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 pretty baby. You got me religious. Oh, got me religious, got me religious. Oh, and all I can say is, hallelujah, 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 got me religious. Yeah, you got me religious.
I'm your host, Diva Mack. You just tuned in live here on the Diva Mack Show. I'm your ride home from work, Diva Mack, and we're bringing you more and more here on the Diva Mack Show. Today we're talking about knowing your mental health. Now, this show is to make people aware of their mental health and to understand the symptoms in order to seek much-needed help as well as treatment. So if you're just now tuning in, we're talking about knowing your mental health. You always hear about knowing your status, dealing with other situations or other health problems, of getting to know what's going on with your body. And number one is knowing your mental state so that you are able to recognize when there is a problem with you. Again, if you're just now tuning in to the Diva Max Show, we're talking about mental health today on Diva Max Show and knowing your mental health. A mental illness is a condition that impacts a person's thinking, feeling, or mood, may affect and his or her ability to relate to others and function on a daily basis. Now, each person will have different experiences. Even people with the same diagnosis will still have different experiences depending on how severe their problem is. Now, recovery, including meaningful roles in social life, school, and work is possible, especially when you start treatment early and play a strong role in your own recovery process. Now, a mental health condition isn't the result of one of them. Now, research suggests multiple interlinking causes, genetics, environment, and lifestyle combined to influence whether someone develops a mental health condition. Now, a stressful job or home life makes some people more susceptible go through a dramatic life event like being the victim of a crime. Biochemical processes and circuits as well as a basic brain structure may play a role too. Recovery and wellness, we talk about that here on the Diva Max Show, as 1 in 5 adults experience a mental health condition every year. 1 in 20 lives with a serious mental illness such as schizophrenia or bipolar disorder. In addition to persons directly experiencing by mental illness, family, friends, and communities are also affected. Now, 50% of mental health conditions begin by the age of 14. Some people see it as early as 5 or 6 years old, but truly being diagnosed some as early as 14. And 75% of mental health conditions develop by age 24. So some people find that they don't have any problems, but when they become a young adult, they start having all these difficulties or mental issues or mental health conditions that start to transform. Now, the normal personality and behavior changes of adolescents may mimic or mask symptoms of mental health conditions. Now, early engagement and support are crucial to improving outcomes and increasing the promise of recovery. Again, if you're just now tuning in to the Diva Max Show, we're talking about knowing your mental health here on the Diva Max Show. Now, different levels of mental health. You have ADHD, anxiety disorder, autism, bipolar disorder, borderline personality disorder, depression, eating disorders, obsessive compulsive disorders, post-traumatic stress disorder. There's just so many schizophrenia, and there are different types of mental illness, and just trying to find out what's actually going on with you. And a lot of people don't realize they have this until it's brought, or until it gets to the point where it's so severe that that person has to be hospitalized, or it's become detrimental to one's health or someone else's health. Again, if you're just tuning in to the Diva Max Show, we are talking about knowing your mental health here on the show. Let's talk a little bit about that's how you hear people dealing with depression and understanding that that is a mental health condition, and how can you actually be able to spot those symptoms if you're dealing with depression. And depression is more than just feeling sad or going through a rough patch. It's a serious mental health condition that requires understanding, treatment, and a good recovery plan. With early detection, diagnosis, and treatment plan consistently of medication, psychotherapy, and lifestyle choices, many people get better, but left untreated, depression can be devastating both for the people who have it and for their families. Now, some people have only one episode in a lifetime, but for most people, depression recurs without treatment. Episodes may last a few months to several years. People with severe depression can feel so hopeless that they become at risk of suicide. Again, the people, if you just can't tune in to Diva Max Show, we're talking about knowing your mental health. We're going to take a little commercial break here, and we're going to come back, a little music, and we're going to talk more about knowing your mental health here on the Diva Max Show. A little bit of Ursha. Behind closed doors and trying to mask that thing, or trying to overcome it by their, you know, on their own without any type of help. But people, please get the help that you necessarily need so that you can be successful at, you know, being yourself again. And an estimated 60 million American adults, almost 7% of the population, had at least one major depressive episode this past year. And people of all ages and all race, ethnicities and socioeconomic backgrounds can experience depression, but it does affect some groups of people more than others. Women are 70% more likely than men to experience depression, and young adults ages from 18 to 25 are 60% more likely to have depression than people age 50 or older. Again, getting a comprehensive evaluation is important to underlying medical issues that can mimic a major depressive episode, side effects of other medications like beta blockers or one of them that can actually contribute to this, or any other medical causes need to be ruled out. Understanding life stressors and prior responses to treatment ever can help shape a good treatment plan. Understanding how any co-occurring conditions fit into the diagnostic picture also informs treatment and options. Now, there are symptoms out there that you'll know if you're actually dealing with depression. Some people don't know those symptoms. Now, one, just like with any mental health condition, people with depression or who are going through a depressive episode, also known as major clinical depression, experience symptoms differently, but for most people, depression changes how they function day to day. Changes in your sleep. Many people have trouble falling asleep, staying asleep, or sleeping much longer than they used to. Waking up early in the morning is common for people with major depression. Changes in appetite. Depression can lead to serious weight loss or gain when a person stops eating or uses food as a coping mechanism. Lack of concentration is another. Loss of energy. People with depression may feel profound fatigue, think slowly, be unable to perform normal daily routines. Lack of interest, be one for desire to eat or sex. Low self-esteem is another. Hopelessness. Now, depression can make a person feel that nothing good will ever happen. Suicidal thoughts often follow these kind of negative thoughts and need to be taken seriously. Changes in movement. People with depression may look physically depleted, or they may be agitated. For example, a person may wake up early in the morning and pace the floor for hours. They have physical aches and pains. Instead of talking about the emotions or sadness, some people may complain about a headache or stomach ache. They're constantly complaining of hurting. How a person describes symptoms of depression often depends on the culture lens she is looking through. Okay, so you all, if you're just now tuning into the Diva Max Show, we are talking about knowing your mental health state. And we're talking about depression right now and what causes depression. Depression does not have a signal cause. It can be triggered or it may occur spontaneously without being associated with a life crisis, physical illness, or other risks. Now, trauma could be a cause of when people experience trauma at an early age. Genetics, mood disorders, and risk of suicide tend to run in families, but genetic inheritance is only one factor. Identical twins, for instance, share 100% of the same genes, but will both develop depression only about 30% of the time they will. The people who have genetic tendency to develop depression are more likely to show signs at a younger age. While a person may have a genetic tendency, life factors or events seem to influence whether he or she will ever actually experience an episode. Life circumstances is one that can cause it, as far as marital status, financial standings. Brain structure is another. Image studies have shown that frontal lobe of the brain becomes less active when a person is depressed, okay, and other medical conditions as well. People who have a history of sleep disturbances, medical illness, chronic pain, anxiety, and so on, will cause depression and drug and alcohol abuse. Approximately 30% of people with substance abuse problems also have depression. And anyone can get depression, whether you're a man or a woman, okay? So it's not based just on gender, but anyone can actually develop depression or end up being depressed. Again, if you're just now tuning into the Diva Max Show, we're talking about knowing your mental illness here on the Diva Max Show. I just want people to, you know the symptoms and understand what you're dealing with. If you have a family member and you see that they're acting this way, to try to get them some type of help or talk to them, because it may be an underlying problem there and they're just needing someone to reach out to them and help them get to the next level. I want to talk about bipolar, because you have people all the time saying, you know, being in a relationship with someone and that person is bipolar and they need to get some help. Well, you may be right, and we definitely need to talk about bipolarism, because you hear people all the time talking about their sponsors on and in, and how do you cope with that? How do you actually have a relationship with somebody that's bipolar? And sometimes they can't even help it. So let's talk about bipolar disorder. It's a chronic mental illness that causes traumatic shifts in a person's mood, energy, and ability to think clearly. People with bipolar have high and low moods, known as mania and depression, which differs from the typical ups and downs most people experience. Now, if left untreated, the symptoms usually get worse. However, with a strong lifestyle that includes self-management and a good treatment plan, many people live well with the condition. With mania, people may feel extremely irritable or euphoric. Now, people living with bipolar may experience several extremes in the shape of agitation, sleeplessness, and talkativeness and sadness and hopelessness. They may also have extreme pleasure-seeking or risk-taking behaviors. The people's symptoms and the severity of their mania or depression vary widely. Although bipolar disorder can occur at any point in life, the average age of onset is about 25 years old. Every 2.9% of the U.S. population is diagnosed with bipolar disorder, with nearly 83% of the cases being classified as severe. Now, bipolar disorder affects men and women equally. The symptoms here, we're going to talk about that. You have your pen and paper. We're talking about the symptoms and knowing what you're dealing with, actually, so that you're able to be able to deal with and get treatment for it. A person with bipolar disorder may have a distinct manic or depressed states. A person with mixed episodes experience both extremes, in rapid sequences. Severe bipolar episodes of mania and depression may include psychotic symptoms such as hallucination or delusions. Usually these psychotic symptoms mirror a person's extreme mood. Someone who is manic may believe he has special powers or may display risky behavior. Someone who is depressed may feel hopeless, helpless, and be unable to perform normal tasks. Now, people with bipolar disorder who have psychotic symptoms may be wrongfully diagnosed with having schizophrenia. Now, mania is to be diagnosed with bipolar disorder, a person must have experienced mania, a hypomania. Hypomania is a milder form of mania that doesn't include psychotic episodes. Now, people with this can often function normally in social situations or at work. Now, some people with bipolar disorders will have episodes of mania or hypomania many times. Others may experience them only rarely. To determine what type of bipolar disorder people have, doctors evaluate how impaired they are during the most severe episodes of mania and hypomania. Now, if you just stand to the end to Diva Max Show, we are talking about knowing your mental health, your mental state. So we're talking about dealing with bipolar and being in a relationship with someone who has bipolar. Now, we're going to talk about that. How do you actually love the person, be able to love someone that actually has bipolar or being in that relationship, and you don't realize it until you're already in it? Now, bipolar romantic relationships and dating and marriage and stuff like that, whether you or your loved one has bipolar disorder, you can learn to make the relationship work, okay? So the thing is, you know what you're dealing with. I always tell people all the time, I'm better with dealing with something when I know what I'm dealing with. Now, navigating a romantic relationship, whether it's dating or marriage, can be a tricky endeavor. When you add bipolar with it, it's a roller coaster ride of emotions and to mix, and relationships become even more challenging. Now, then the moods, they absolutely change, and you don't know what happened. You could be in a relationship, and all of a sudden something is good, and something happens, and then you're like, oh, my God, what in the hell happened? And you want to say that, but when is the time to leave, okay? I had someone writing to me and was saying that while they were married, during their marriage, during his ups and hypomania states, that he would spend huge sums of money he didn't have, and he would hit the downside and sink into deep depths of depression. These wild swings put stress on his marriage and threatened to run his family finances into the ground. He eventually signed the house over to his wife to protect her and his two young children. Finally, he says, she asked him to leave because she couldn't deal with him or deal with the illness anymore. It takes a certain kind of person to be able to deal with someone that is bipolar. And a lot of times you tell a person that they need help, they need to get some kind of help, and they refuse the help because they don't believe that they have a problem. When you find out and you're able to accept, hey, I do have a problem, and you start, you know, observing your life and saying, okay, something is not right with me. This is not normal. Why am I hurting the people that love me, that are close to me, that's there for me? Why am I doing this? Why am I hurting myself? But in a relationship, as we're talking right now, when people get into a relationship, they're looking for stability. You know, they're looking for that stability. So when you get into a relationship with someone that's bipolar, things become very complicated. Now, that bipolar disorder can seriously complicate any relationship. The person, particularly if untreated, may be prone to changes in their mood, their personality, and their interactions that can threaten consistently that is the framework of their relationship. Now, not everyone with bipolar disorder experiences the distinct mood phases of mania and depression, but when those episodes do occur, they can wreak havoc on a relationship. Now, during the manic phase, a person can lose his or her sense of judgment. That means spending money recklessly, becoming promiscuous, getting into trouble with the law. When you have a spouse with bipolar disorder, who gets into a manic phase, it can be extremely detrimental to the relationship because they may be doing things that endanger you or may endanger your finances, your well-being. And on the other side of the curve of depression, and the depression can cause the person to withdraw completely from everything and everyone around him or her. Now, if your partner is with someone, it's very frustrating. If you're in a relationship with someone or in a marriage, it can become very frustrating. That's because you want to pull them out of their shell, and you don't know how to do it. I mean, much as you want to, and you're trying to do everything to help this person, they have to get some medical treatment so that they can function and learn how to function, not just in a relationship, but be able to function in this world with this type of mental illness, because it is a mental illness. You know, dating with someone with bipolar, y'all, we just had tuned in to D-Mac Show right now. We're talking about dating with bipolar. Bipolar disorder can become an issue from the very start of the relationship when you first meet someone. Like, you know, and it's natural to want to make a good impression. Into the fact that you have bipolar disorder may not make the most auspicious beginning. Now, there is always the fear that you might scare a person off or lose the opportunity to get to know one another. At some point, though, you will need to let your partner know that you are bipolar up front. You know, you will, once the person, but the person that's there for you will stay there and be understanding and help you with, you know, somebody for everybody, like they say, so that one person may be there and understand, you know, what they're dealing with. But I always say, tell a person what they're getting into from the very beginning, okay? Here on the Divinity Show, if you didn't stand tuning in, we're talking about knowing your mental illness. Take a little music break. We'll be right back as we continue to talk about knowing your mental illness here on the Diva Max Show. All right?
I love looking at you and the way God intended us. Talking about nothing on but a smile and a little bit of sweat. And when we made love, and it got me singing, ooh, oh, your body makes me go, yeah. I throw up my hands, say thank you to the man, cause just to touch you is a blessing. And I'm glad I can, all I can say. Oh,
just tuning in. We're talking about knowing your mental health here on the Diva Max Show. We are for the last few minutes of the show. We're talking about obsessive compulsive disorder, which is OCD. It's characterized by repetitive, unwanted, intrusive thoughts, obsessions, and irrational, excessive urges to do certain actions. Although people with OCD may know that their thoughts and behavior don't make sense, they are often unable to stop them. Sympathy could begin during childhood, the teenage years, a young adult, although males often develop them at a younger age than females. More than 2% of the U.S. population, nearly 1 out of 40 people, will be diagnosed with OCD during their lives. Now, most people have occasional obsessive thoughts or compulsive behaviors in an obsessive compulsive disorder. However, these symptoms generally last more than an hour each day and interfere with their daily life. Obsession are intrusive, irrational thoughts or impulses that repeatedly occur. People with these disorders know that these thoughts are irrational but are afraid that somehow they may be true. These thoughts or impulses are upsetting and people may try to ignore or suppress them. Examples of obsessions that the thought about harming or having harmed someone, doubts about having done something right, like turning off the stove or locking a door, unpleasant sexual images, fears of saying or shouting inappropriate things in public. Compulsions are repetitive acts that temporarily relieve the stress brought on by an obsession. Now, people with these disorders know that these rituals don't make sense, but feel they must perform them to relieve an anxiety and, in some cases, to prevent something bad from happening. Like obsessions, people may try not to perform compulsive acts but feel forced to do so to relieve anxiety. I know you all probably know someone like that, or you may be that way yourself and didn't realize that you actually have OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder. So that's why we want to talk about that here on the Diva Max Show. Now, most people have occasional obsessive thoughts or compulsive behaviors in an obsessive compulsive disorder. However, there are several symptoms generally last more than an hour, and like I said, interferes with their daily life. You have some people they do the hand washing due to fear of germs, count and recount money because a person can be sure they add it correctly, checking to see if the door is locked or the stove is off, mental checking that goes with intrusive thoughts. That is also a form of compulsion. I know a lot of you didn't know that, and obsession thoughts about, you know, again, harming or having harmed someone. And what causes the exact cause of obsession compulsive disorder is unknown, but researchers believe that activity in several portions of the brain is responsible. More specifically, these areas of the brain may not respond normally to serotonin, a chemical that some nerve cells use to communicate with each other. If you're just now tuning in to the Diva Max Show, today we're talking about knowing your mental health. I hope you all were informed and gained knowledge here today on the Diva Max Show as I continue to try to bring more knowledge to you all, news, and just things that we can use and apply to our daily life so that we can be better people all around, whether your wife, husband, girlfriend, child, or whatever it is. I just want to be able to add purpose to your life, and with that comes knowledge. You all be safe, no texting and driving. Remember, be nice to each other and kind with everything going on in the world. We have to find that part in our life that we can give to those and be nice, and that takes you, and that'll take someone to the next level or getting or being better. You all remember, you owe it to yourself first to be healthy, happy, and successful. I'm your ride home, your host, Diva Mack. You all be safe. God bless you.
It's the Ride Home at 5 with comedian, playwright, actress, and author Diva Mack, bringing you stop sign drama, entertainment traffic, red light scandal, highway news, side street suspense, and city-to-city knowledge here on the Diva Mack Show, your ride home from work. So buckle up and let's roll.